This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A group of former U.S. Forest Service employees has filed the first lawsuit ever to challenge the agency's firefighting practices. The suit demands the Forest Service publicly evaluate the environmental and social effects of wildland firefighting. Despite growing consensus that fire is natural and some should be allowed to burn, the agency still spends half of its budget trying to put most fires out. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports the cost of that practice is being widely questioned.
Although there's snow on the peaks in northwestern Montana and a hard frost every morning, there are still reminders of this past summer's long, hot fire season, from charred hillsides to hand-painted signs thanking the firefighters. And in Helena, the state capital, the legislature is taking a hard look at the price tag.
I have the bill and I have no money.
Bud Clinch is the director of the state's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation.
The irony of the whole thing is during the fire season, there's a great deal of support, but during that time we were incurring a lot of expense. And now the fire season's been over for a month and people are looking at a $63 million bill. It's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking about maybe we should have done something different and maybe you shouldn't have done that.
While Montana property owners are assessed about $30 a year per 20 acres for fire protection, it doesn't come close to covering the costs. Costs that have grown exponentially as trophy homes and subdivisions have spread deep into the woods. Clinch and others have been wondering aloud whether landowners living in fire-prone areas should shoulder more of the responsibility.
Who should really be paying for forest fires? If people choose to go out and purchase property and put themselves in harm's way, why should the rest of the citizenry pay millions of dollars to protect their structures?
What's happening in Montana is occurring on a national scale. Insurance companies are considering new requirements, and the federal government's practices are being scrutinized. Jonathan Oppenheimer began tracking federal firefighting costs years ago for the group Taxpayers for Common Sense. He says this year the Forest Service more than topped the billion-dollar mark.
We're setting records every year, even though this year we didn't even get up to the 10-year average in terms of the number of acres that were burned. I mean, you know, this was by all accounts a very mild fire year.
The cost of fighting fire has increased so dramatically that some are beginning to question not only who should foot the bill, but whether some fires should be fought at all. And that's just what a lawsuit filed last week in U.S. District Court in Missoula asks. Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, a group of 12,000 current and former agency workers, has sued the Forest Service, alleging the agency fails to weigh the cost and benefit of fighting fires. Executive Director Andy Stahl says it's not only dollars that should be weighed, but also the risk to firefighters.
This year we lost another 30, and too many of them are killed fighting fires that are doing no harm and, in fact, doing ecological good. So we decided that the best remedy is a lawsuit.
But the Forest Service says painstaking analysis does occur on a fire-by-fire basis. And while there are costs and risks associated with fighting fire, there are also costs and risks in the decision to let a fire burn. It still has to be managed, and it can blow out of control. Alice Forbes is the Assistant Director for Operations for the Forest Service at the National Interagency Fire Center.
When people say, well, we just shouldn't fight fire, we really, really need to be looking at that from all angles and determine whether that's the right decision for that piece of ground or not.
Forbes says the agency has been increasingly faced with fighting so-called mega fires, fires that burn longer, spread faster, and require more management. That's compounded the firefighting mission. And she says the same questions that are being asked at the state level in Montana are being asked at the federal level, both inside and outside of the agency.
I've been with the Forest Service now for better than 30 years. We've been in high budget cycles and low budget cycles, and there are times when I agree with the public. I can sit back and look at a situation and say, boy, why did we do that? And the reality is we do our best.
When the fires are advancing, Forbes says, the question is always, why aren't you doing more? The second guessing only begins when the smoke clears. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.